every 2 seconds, somebody needs blood. It just took me 3 seconds to tell you that. Around July 4th, the number of donations drops. People get busy. They have holidays and vacations on their minds. But the need for blood remains consistent. That's why KFOR is teaming up with the Nebraska Community Blood Bank and our awesome friends at 1011 Now and the very cool people at KFRX here in this building for the Broadcasters Unite for Life Blood Drive. July 8th at the Havelock United Methodist Church from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. From the Blood Bank, Carrie Lundeen with Community Outreach is here to talk about the blood drive on Lincoln Live. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me on.
Let's emphasize the location because you and I have been at this a while, and the locations have generally rotated between the 1011 studios on Vine Street and the Nebraska Community Blood Bank offices at 84th. And oh, this is different. The good folks at the Havelock Methodist Church have allowed us to come in and a little more space for the donors.
Yeah, every year this drive grows and grows. And our buses, they have a capacity. So we really needed to find an ample space to have even more, allow more donors for everybody. And Havelock United Methodist Church graciously donated that space for this blood drive. Large fellowship hall, air conditioned. And I think our donors are really going to enjoy being able to have lots of areas to move around in.
How can people sign up?
ncbb.org, and you want to use the sponsor code TELE, or you can give us a call at 486-9414. Our call center agents can totally help you get the right time, the right appointment, and help you with any directions that you might need.
And here we are just not that long from the blood drive. It's this Thursday. You have openings more than likely, and if you have reached capacity, call anyway, because they can make an appointment for the following day, for Friday, or for some time later in the month. Just call and get your name on the list.
Yeah, we encourage appointments. It also helps us to determine how many more donors we need as the days come, because our blood supply fluctuates every day. But if there is an open appointment for this Broadcasters Unite blood drive, please come and make the appointment and fill it up. We're looking for 120 donors for this blood drive, and that's not an easy feat. So we need everybody that is available on Thursday to come and donate and help save a life.
Did I hear you correctly? Recently, the supply was down to 2 days.
Yes, 2 weeks ago, we did go on a blood emergency, which meant that we were in a really dire situation. All of our hospitals were notified, and some of them were suspending some elective surgeries, and they were, you know, letting us know on emergency orders, but it was a really dire situation, less than a 2-day supply. However, we got the word out there. We have great loyal donors in this area, and they all stepped up. They brought that supply back up to a stable, but now we're going into vacation time. It's summertime, and that makes it more challenging to have blood donations.
All right, ncbb.org, and TELE is a key word.
That's the sponsor code for this event.
All right.
It's been around for 11 years.
Sponsor code TELE, get your name on the list. And there's some cool swag and tasty eats for the donors.
Absolutely. So everyone's going to get a limited edition Saving Lives is a Breeze t-shirt. It's in a very cool blue color. I think that it's going to be very popular right now. They're also going to be getting a free meal from Famous Dave's. Again, Famous Dave's has been a part of this event for multiple years now. And it's not just a small sandwich. They give you a whole container to go after your donation. So come hungry at 9 a.m. and you can remain hungry until we're there till 5.
Donations at this drive will support patients at local hospitals, of course, here in Lincoln, as nearly 100% of the blood donations with NCBB stays right here in Nebraska. And that's important for people. They want to donate. They want to help locally if they can. But it's statewide. Nebraskans will benefit.
Nebraskans will benefit. Bryan Health right here in Lincoln is you know, a huge partner of ours that does need lots of blood, and for everyday patients, for new mothers, There's for children, for babies, for cancer patients. We also supply the blood to Nebraska Medicine, which that is a transplant hospital, Methodist Hospital, Children's Hospital. So really your blood is helping somebody right here in your own community.
And we mentioned this in conjunction with traffic crashes. More people are on the road. We just came off a holiday. It's just not for traffic crashes. I'm talking about blood supply and for surgeries that are scheduled. Blood's needed with babies that are born, not only for the mom, but for the babies. And when people are fighting cancers, these are the everyday needs for blood.
Yeah, absolutely. So that blood need is always going to be constant. We do say that. The factors with the increased traffic and that, which is going to increase accidents and trauma just naturally, those are the factors that we cannot determine. We don't know about. And so we really need the blood on the shelf to be there for that, those unknowns that might happen tomorrow.
Earlier this year, for one of my regular scheduled blood donations, I brought my granddaughter with me. She's 11. And she asked if she could donate, and they chuckled. She's a little young. What is the minimum age, Carrie?
So you can donate blood when you're 16 years old with a parent permission form, which is also found on our website. But 17 on up, you can come to that blood drive. We do give everybody a mini health exam. So you're going to get checked out. We want to make sure that the donor is our first patient and they're taken care of before we remove anything from them. So getting your blood pressure taken, your temperature taken, hemoglobin checked, and your heart rate. All of that is a factor to make sure that you are prepared to donate blood.
All right. Well, I'll tell Izzy she has to wait a few years.
A few more years.
Yeah, before she can donate. This drive is for whole blood, correct? There's also a need for plasma and platelets. Folks can come in, make a reservation at a different time. This is for whole blood, this Broadcasters Unite for Life blood drive.
There are 13 appointments for doubles. So if you are a double red cell donor, we do have the machines available at the blood drive for this specific process. But if you are a platelet or a plasma donor, please make an appointment at any of our donor centers. Now through July 10th, everybody's going to get that limited shirt. So a little extra added incentive to do during this time around the holiday.
Carrie Lundeen from the Community Blood Bank joining me. All conversations that I have with service agencies contrast where they are now from where they were a year ago when the pandemic changed everything. So what did COVID do for business, for the business of collecting blood?
We were affected, much like everybody had been affected. I've commonly said that we are in the same storm, but we are not in the same boat. So it's been a roller coaster. We've had some major highs where lots of people decide to come in. I think that it was one of those things that was safe for everybody to do during the pandemic, and they really wanted to help out their community. So we had many times we were sitting at stable levels of blood supply. Now, as things are opening back up again, we are, you know, and in the middle of the summertime, we are seeing that slump in appointments made and donations made. So as fast as it's coming in, it's going out. And blood alone doesn't have a very long shelf life. It can, you know, be used up to 45 days. But in all reality, we're not seeing anywhere near that amount of time from when the blood is donated to when the recipient is needing it.
Here's what you need to do. NCBB is very good about sending out releases telling us where blood drives are held, not only here in Lincoln, Carrie, but in the surrounding communities in southeast Nebraska. So you can always go to KFORnow.com, KFORnow.com, the news page there. We do our best to be able to get that schedule up, update folks on the blood supply. Usually it's a 3-day supply or even a 2-day supply, and that launches an emergency status. But you can always go there to try to find out. And I'm guessing NCBB also has some information on their website that people can go to find out where in an outlying community there might be blood drives.
Yeah, absolutely. If you just go to the Donate Now button on our website, that's going to bring you to where you add your zip code, and you can see what's going to happen in the next 4 weeks right around you or closest to you. Throughout the month of, you know, even the rest of July, we, you know, have blood drives not only in Lincoln and Omaha, but in Byron, in Gretna, in Beaver Crossing, in Osceola. So they're happening around. Hopefully one will be near you. Otherwise, we want you to come to one of our donor centers. Three in Lincoln, one in Omaha.
Especially once you to come to the Broadcasters Unite for Life Blood Drive July 8th, Havelock United Methodist Church, 9 to 5. The good folks at the Community Blood Bank and our awesome friends at 1011 and the people at KFRX here in the building are all part of this drive. And you can sign up by going to ncbb.org. There is a sponsor code TELE, and that's how you sign up. Do it today. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks so much, Dale.
Carrie Lundeen joins me, Community Outreach for Nebraska Community Blood Bank, here on Lincoln Live.